Woke doctor apologizes for using term pregnant women. By Dr. Susan Berry on July 27, 2021. A physician teaching a course at a woke University of California System Medical School apologized to his class for using the offensive term pregnant women, Common Sense with Barry Weiss reported Tuesday. I said when a woman is pregnant, which implies that only women can get pregnant, and I most sincerely apologize to all of you. The doctor said, according to a medical student's recording obtained by writer Katie Herzog. The doctor reportedly added, I don't want you to think that I am in any way trying to imply anything. And if you can summon some generosity to forgive me, I would really appreciate it. Again, I'm very sorry for that. It was certainly not my intention to offend anyone. The worst thing that I can do as a human being is be offensive. The medical student explained to Herzog that, at her medical school, acknowledging biological sex can be considered transphobic. During a class on transgender health, an instructor reportedly said, biological sex, sexual orientation, and gender are all constructs. These are all constructs that we have created. But, as Herzog observed, the idea that medical students are being taught biological sex is a construct matters when it comes to issues about health, since refusal to acknowledge sex can have devastating effects on patient outcomes. For example, the medical student noted that abdominal aortic aneurysms are 4 times as likely to occur in males than females, but this very significant difference wasn't emphasized. I had to look it up, and I don't have the time to look up the sex predominance for the hundreds of diseases I'm expected to know, she said. Most medical school instructors, the student continued, are probably just scared of their students, likely because of online forums in which students can chastise instructors for saying breastfeed instead of chest feed, and petitions that name and shame instructors for wrong speak and misuse of preferred pronouns. Regardless of the woke pressure tactics, medical instructors who are caving to them are affecting how future physicians will practice medicine. This hypersensitivity is undermining medical training, Herzog observed. And many of these students are likely not even aware that their education is being informed by ideology. Herzog is continuing her series at Weiss blog on the infiltration of woke ideology in the field of medicine. So far, it has taken root in some of our leading medical schools, Weiss wrote in her introduction of the current article. Some. Not all. But I'm left thinking, what state will American medicine, or any other American institution, find itself in after being routed by this ideology?